The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Lucky Smith.
All right, now supposing you're the sucker, see, and I've been building you up to this thing for a couple of weeks. I come to you and I say...
Lucky, how much did you pay for that whatchamacallit?
It is not a whatchamacallit. It's a Geiger counter. I paid 75 bucks for it.
What does it count?
It doesn't count anything. It tells you where to find uranium.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I don't get it. Go on.
Okay, you're the sucker, see? For a couple of weeks, I've been prospecting on your land looking for uranium. So one day, I get you out on this pile of rocks and I say to you... Mr. Sucker, put on these earphones and tell me what you hear. Well, go ahead, Sam. Go ahead. Put them on.
Me?
Yeah, so you can hear what the sucker's going to hear.
Okay.
Huh? What do you hear, Mr. Sucker?
Hey, it's clicking like crazy. Lucky, there's uranium right under the hotel.
You heard it, eh?
I'll say I did. Hey, Lucky, how come you didn't... Is that thing a phony... Is it rigged up?
It sure is, Sam. All I got to do is to press this little button here and it clicks in the earphones.
So that's why you had to give the guy 75 bucks for it.
Uh-huh. And if we don't get back $100 for every dollar we put into it, my name isn't Elliot Dudley Smith.
Where do I fit into this gimmick, Lucky?
Well, you, Sam, are Mr. Samuel V. Carter, field agent for the Atomic Energy Commission.
I am?
Yeah. Western States Division. I'll have the cards printed.
Atomic Energy Commission.
Uh-huh.
You know something, Lucky?
What?
I kind of don't get all of this.
Just kind of?
Yeah, around the edges, like.
Okay, let's go downstairs and have a glass of beer and I'll tell you the whole setup. You're going to like this one, Sam. It's got a real character.
When the uranium boom hit the western states several years ago, the usual quota of swindlers and shady dealers came along with it. Among these was Elliot Dudley, alias Lucky Smith, and his partner, Samuel V. Slippery Carter. The scheme rigged up by these two was simple and foolproof, and there were plenty of suckers to grab for the bait.
Well, good luck, Mr. Smith. You know, I don't think there's 10 cents worth of uranium within 100 miles of here. But good luck, anyhow.
Thanks, Mr. Melton. Goodbye, Mr. Melton.
Goodbye, Mr. Smith.
I'll keep in touch with you.
Yeah, you do that. He's quite a character, isn't he?
Quite a beer drinker, if you ask me.
Oh, now, Edna, we don't get many visitors out here. It's nice to talk to somebody once in a while.
Seems to me he did most of the talking. You want lunch?
Lunch, yeah.
How much did he pay you for letting him go poking around on our land?
Now, Edna, you don't understand.
Just because they found uranium over in Colorado, it doesn't mean there's any here. You want eggs?
All right.
I'd have got some money out of him anyway.
Edna, I'll get a percentage of anything he finds on our land. That certainly is fair enough now, isn't it?
Well, what's he going to find up on those hills? Even the sheep won't go up there anymore. You want bacon with the egg?
All right.
You ask me, I don't like the whole idea.
Well, why, Edna?
I don't know why. I just don't like it.
All right. Let's have lunch.
Well, don't snap my head off.
Well, all I said, dear,
just because
was...
because you didn't get any money from the man's no reason to be irritable.
Oh, now, Edna...
After all, we're entitled to something if he's going to use our land. Not that we need the money, but we're certainly entitled to
it. Oh, Edna, will you please...
It would be funny, though, wouldn't it, if there was uranium there?
Hey, Edna...
Real funny. Well, like the fella says, we'll wait and see. Go on in the kitchen. I'll make your lunch.
Lucky Smith's first victim was a well-to-do sheep rancher named Oliver Melton. After Smith had obtained Melton's permission to prospect on Melton's land, Sam Carter, posing as a representative of the Atomic Energy Commission, stopped at Melton's house and went into his part of the act. Several days later, this gimmick yielded results.
Hello there!
Well, hello there, Mr. Melton.
Well, say,
Hey, hi. What are you doing up here in the hills?
Oh, just thought I'd see how you were making out.
Well, good. I just knocked off a thermos coffee. Come on over and sit down. How's Mrs. Melton?
Oh, she's fine.
Good, good.
Did that fella from the Atomic Energy Commission find you the other day?
Yes, he did. Thanks a lot.
I told him you were over on this side of the mountain.
Yeah, he found me. Spend most of the day here. How about a cup of coffee?
Well, I don't mind if I do. It's getting kind of nippy here in the mornings.
Yeah. As soon as I have my ore samples tested, I guess I'll have to quit.
You found some ore?
Mm-hmm. Right here. If it tests out the way Mr. Carter thinks it will, you may be in for 25% of a good thing.
Really?
Well, it's possible.
Is that so? Say, he was telling me something about bonus payments. Is there anything in that?
Oh, yes. The government gives a bonus of from $10,000 to $35,000 for new deposits.
Oh?
Well, that's in addition to what you make from the ore.
$35,000?
Mm-hmm. How do you like your coffee?
Well, coffee? Oh, black. You mean there might be a deposit right here?
Oh, no matter about it. There is one. We just don't know how big. You want to hear it?
Huh?
We're the Geiger counter.
Oh, yeah, I sure would.
Yeah, well, just reach into that knapsack there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. Now, put them phones on your ears.
So this is a counter, eh? Mm-hmm. Often wonder what they look like. I put these on my ears?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll just adjust this and...
Hey, I can hear it.
It's
clicking.
Quite a strong signal, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Hey, does that mean that there's uranium right under here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned. Just wait until Edna hears about this.
Well, I wouldn't talk about it yet, Mr. Melton, until the government tests our samples.
Well, can't I even tell Edna?
Not yet. I'd rather have this between you and me for the present. Did you say you want your coffee black?
Oh, yes, please. Say, do you mind if I listen on the counter just once more?
No, of course not. Well, how's that?
Oh, that's fine. Click, click, click. Click.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the darndest thing I ever heard.
I know. It sounds just like money in the bank, doesn't it?
Back to Lucky Smith in just a moment. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're working, driving your car, or busy doing other things. Just slip a stick into your mouth and chew it as long as you like. The pleasant chewing will make the time pass more pleasantly for you, and you'll enjoy that cooling, refreshing flavor. It'll help to keep your mouth and throat moist, a real help on warm summer days. Keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. Chew and enjoy it often, as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Two of tonight's story, Lucky Smith.
One of Lucky Smith's most outstanding failings was his inability to pay for anything when he could get it by cashing a bad check. Lucky's check for $85 was given to a sporting goods store in Salt Lake City. And several days later, Agent Reynolds and I were talking to the owner.
Did he tell you why he wanted this equipment, Mr. Sykes?
Mister, he told me for one full hour, complete with maps and diagrams.
You were impressed.
Yeah, I was. I figured I was dealing with the foremost geologist in the western United States, and that after he got through prospecting up in the hills, he was going to come back and buy tents and camping equipment for an entire expedition.
Was there another man with him?
Yeah, a little ruddy fella. Kept calling him Professor.
That's his partner, Sam Carter.
Yeah, well, they sure made a sucker out of me. They'd asked me to cash a check for $200. I would have gone and done it. Professor Smith. Of the geology department of Yale University.
Mr. Sykes, did Smith say what he was prospecting for?
No, he asked me for the price of Geiger counters, but I told him I didn't carry them, so I guess he wanted me to think he was after uranium.
Uranium?
Yeah. Say, what do you suppose he was after with all that camping stuff?
He was after suckers, Mr. Sykes. Do you know, that request for a Geiger counter interests me. How about it, Steve?
Yeah, me too. Lucky Smith and uranium sound like a natural combination.
Uranium? Well, how do you know there's uranium up there?
Now, Edna, I've been trying to tell you I heard this counter he has. It went click, click, click.
The hall clock goes click, click, click. That doesn't mean we've got uranium in the cellar.
All right, Edna, we'll forget the whole thing.
Well, if he's got uranium, why can't he pay you a few dollars rent for the land?
Because I won't take a few measly dollars rent when we stand a chance of 25% of the government bonus.
Oh, the government bonus.
In addition to our share of the ore.
I'll take 50 a month rent and you can have the rest.
Now, Edna...
40 a month and I'll be happy.
All right, Edna. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Melton?
Yes?
This is Mr. Carver, Mr. Melton, Atomic Energy Commission.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carver. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Say, I hate to bother you, Mr. Melton, but I have no way of getting in touch with Mr. Smith.
Well, he's coming down to the village tonight.
Well, good. I wonder if you'll give him a message for me.
Of course.
Will you tell him we've tested the first samples of ore, Mr. Melton, and I'm practically certain he's going to qualify for a large bonus. Will you tell him that, Mr. Melton?
I most certainly will.
Thanks a lot. I'll be driving out your way in a few days. I'll stop in to see you.
Yeah, you do that, Mr. Carver. And stay to dinner.
I will. Goodbye, Mr. Melton.
Goodbye, Mr. Carver.
I won't have that little man for dinner. He'll eat us out of house and home. What does he want?
He just wanted me to give Mr. Smith a message, that's all. They have tested Mr. Smith's samples, and he's going to qualify for a government bonus.
Mr. Smith?
A large government bonus.
Oh.
Now, can we have Mr. Carver for dinner?
How large a bonus?
I don't know. Just large.
All right, I guess he can come to dinner.
With the supposition that Lucky Smith might be working a mining swindle, agents of the Bureau began showing his photograph at hotels and bars in Utah and Colorado. It was not long before we found a hotel where he had stayed, and we gathered the further information that Smith had made extensive inquiries on uranium prospecting in the district.
So, naturally, I knew we just had to find high-grade ore in this district.
Will you have a little more stew, Mr. Smith?
No, I thank you.
That atomic energy fellow, Mr. Carver, he certainly went for that stew when he was here.
I can imagine he did. They don't pay those government men enough to eat on.
Another biscuit, Mr. Smith?
No, thank you, ma'am.
You know, it's a funny thing, though. He said he may be leaving the government service soon.
Yes, that's what he told me. He said he had a few thousand saved up and wanted to put it into our venture. I hated to turn him down.
He wanted to come in with us?
Mm-hmm. I said, sorry, Mr. Carver, we won't be needing any capital. I'm putting up 20,000, and my partner, Mr. Melton, is putting up 5. That's all we need to start digging.
I'm putting up 5? You mean 1,000?
Well, since you're only getting a quarter of the profits, I certainly wouldn't expect you to subscribe any more.
$5,000?
That's right, ma'am.
You mean after we get our government bonus?
Well, I'm afraid not. We have to dig, Mr. Melton. We've only shown surface indication so far. With an operating capital of $25,000, we can get down into real pay dirt.
We couldn't get our bonus first?
Oh, that's not the way it works. However, if you want to relinquish your share, I'm sure I can dispose of it.
Well, it's just that I hadn't exactly counted on investing. I mean, if there's any risk.
Risk, my dear man, there's nothing riskier than uranium. Last year, I started out with $4,000 and ended up with $106,000. But I could have lost my $4,000 just as easily.
Oh. Edna, could we have some more coffee, dear?
You're not getting rid of me, Oliver.
No, I had no intention.
Mr. Smith, supposing we'd just like to rent our land and nothing else.
Well, that'd suit me perfectly, Mrs. Melton. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of offering you a flat rental of $500 a month.
You were?
Edna?
You be quiet.
Well, is $500 satisfactory?
No, it isn't.
Edna!
Mr. Melton will pay his share of the digging expenses and take his share of the profits, but 25% isn't enough.
Oh, now, Edna...
He wants 35.
Edna, we...
That's all right. Mr. Melton, your wife's a pretty sharp trader.
Well, I thought 25% was
Mr.
fair.
Mr. Melton, you can have your 35%. I'll have my attorney draw up the contracts tomorrow.
Very good.
Hey, Edna.
Oh, for goodness sake, Oliver, what is it?
Where are we going to get that much cash?
Never you mind. I've got a few dollars tucked away. I'll take care of it. Now, Mr. Smith, let's get down to business. When do we start digging?
Back to Lucky Smith in just a moment. Friends, next time you chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, notice how cool and fresh it makes your mouth feel. That's because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has lots of lively, refreshing flavor in every stick. The minute you sink your teeth in, that delicious, cooling flavor begins to freshen your taste and relieve that hot, dry feeling in your throat. It sweetens your breath, too. And the pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever else you're doing. So chew and enjoy good-tasting Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. 3 of tonight's story, Lucky Smith.
Knowing the general area in which Smith was operating his swindle, we notified the local police who began to work with us. A short while later, a tip was received that a man answering the description of Sam Carver, Smith's partner, was staying at a hotel near Big Rock Canyon.
Mr. Carver speaking.
Hello, Sam.
Oh, hello, Lucky. I didn't know it was you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the village, Green River. Look, Sam, we got a small hitch. Can you get hold of a typewriter tonight?
Sure, Lucky. What's the hitch?
Oh, nothing much. It's the Melton female. She's got the dough, but now all of a sudden she's cautious. Sam, what I want you to do is to type up a fancy report about all the uranium we're going to get. Then you come down here tomorrow like you were just dropping in to kind of show it to me. You got that?
Yeah, I got it. Where do I drop in?
Their house. I'll work myself an invitation to lunch. And Sam...
Just a minute, Lucky. There's somebody at the door.
Well, never mind. It wasn't important. You just get down here with that report.
Okay, I will. Straight from the Atomic Energy Commission.
Okay, Mr. Carver. I'm counting on you.
Don't worry, Mr. Smith. This deal is in the bag. We'll be spending the dough tomorrow. Okay, I'm coming. Yes?
Hello, Carver. Mind if we come in? FBI, we'd like to ask you a few questions.
FBI? Who?
I. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, FBI. Sure, come right in. Aha! Wasn't exactly expecting visitors.
We don't imagine you were. Where's Lucky Smith, Carver?
Who?
Lucky Smith.
I never heard of any Lucky Smith. Am I supposed to know him?
Just to refresh your memory, he was your cellmate in the Ohio Penitentiary from 1936 to 1939.
Oh, that Lucky Smith.
Yeah. Come on, Carver. It won't do you any good to stall. Where is he?
Nah, just a minute. You guys haven't got anything on me.
Nothing but a few cases of fraud and a little impersonation on the side.
I won't talk till I got advice of counsel.
Okay, Carver. That's your privilege. And if you want to take the rap for all of the deals that Lucky pulled, that's your privilege, too.
Hey, what do you mean, take the rap for Lucky? If he pulled the deal, he's... I refuse to talk except on advice of counsel.
Okay. Pack up your things and we'll go along.
Where?
You'll see.
All right. But you're not scaring me any. I'm not the kind that talks.
For the next 12 hours, Sam Carver kept protesting that he wasn't going to talk as we showed him, bit by bit, the evidence we had against him as a partner of Lucky Smith. We knew, of course, that Lucky was somewhere close at hand. We felt sure that Carver would decide before long to play it on the safe side.
Now, look, Edna, you can't play it safe and have uranium, too.
Do you remember if Mr. Smith takes coffee at lunch?
Yes, he does take coffee. Did you hear what I said, Edna?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
All right. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I couldn't sleep all last night thinking about it. First, I thought, let's do it. Then I thought, maybe we better not. $5,000 is a lot of money. Then I said, well, after...
Hey, Edna... You gave Mr. Smith 4 spoons. He doesn't need 4 spoons.
What?
Mr. Smith won't need 4 spoons at lunch.
Oh.
After all, what?
I don't remember. That's when I fell asleep.
Look, Edna, Mr. Smith is going to be here any minute now. At least make up your mind one way or the other.
Well, what do you think we ought to do, Oliver?
I don't know. It's your money, Edna.
I know. If it was yours, I could decide much easier.
Well, all right then. Just pretend it's mine.
I wish I had a man to help me make up my mind.
Well, if you... Hey, what do you think I am?
Oh, you know what I mean, Oliver.
I don't know what you mean. All I know is we've got 36 acres with uranium inside, and you're so mixed up you just gave Mr. Smith 4 knives instead of 4 spoons. And if he's... Uh-oh. There he is now.
Oliver, you keep him busy while I call that lady that does the horoscopes, Madam Sylvia.
I will not.
Oh, Oliver, please.
I'll do no such a thing. Now, you... Oh, hello, Mr. Carver. Hello. I thought you were Mr. Smith.
I'm not.
Well, come on in, Mr. Carver. Come in. I think you're just the man we need. Oh. Are these gentlemen with you? Edna, it's Mr. Carver of the Atomic Energy Commission.
Mr. Melton, there's been a slight mistake.
Mr. Melton, has this man represented himself as a field agent of the Atomic Energy Commission?
He hasn't represented himself. He is. Oh, Edna. Mr. Carver's here. And these two gentlemen with him, I'm afraid I didn't get your names.
My name is Reynolds, and this is Mr. Stevens. We're agents of the FBI.
Well, that's splendid. Come right in. The FBI, eh?
That's right.
Say, this is quite a day. I've always wanted to meet a real live FBI man. Hey, Edna, these gentlemen are from the FBI. Can you imagine that?
Well, Mr. Melton, you're building yourself up for an awful fall.
Won't you gentlemen come in and sit down?
Thank you. We'd like to wait for Mr. Smith. He's expected, isn't he?
Any minute.
Good. Mr. Melton, I'm afraid you and Mrs. Melton are in for a rather unpleasant surprise.
Especially you, Mrs. Melton.
Do you mind if we handle this our own way, Carver?
Oh, go right ahead.
What's the trouble, Mr. Carver?
Well, it's a long story, Mrs. Melton.
Carver.
But he can probably tell it much better than I can.
Well, isn't the government interested in uranium anymore?
Oh, yes. We're interested in uranium.
Oh, there's Mr. Smith now. I'll get it, Edna. Oh,
poor Lucky. I hate to do this to him.
Oh, hello.
Howdy, Mr. Melton.
Come right in. Thank you.
Mr. Carver's here. And two friends are here.
Oh, good.
Well, here's Mr. Smith now, folks.
Now, hello, Mr. Smith.
Well, hello, Mr. Carver. What you doing here?
Why are you here?
And Mrs. Melton, ma'am, how are you?
She's going to be sick in just about 1 minute.
Mr. Smith?
Yes?
FBI, Mr. Smith. You're under arrest.
What? He's what?
Under arrest.
Yes, ma'am.
And me, too. They got me last night, Lucky, just after you phoned.
I demand legal counsel immediately.
I tried that, Lucky. Won't work.
Look here, Mr. Carver. What is this? Will you kindly explain?
Well, like I said, Mr. Melton, it's a long story, but Mr. Reynolds can probably tell it much better than I can. Go ahead, Mr. Reynolds. Tell him.
Faced with overwhelming evidence against them, Lucky Smith and Sam Carver pled guilty to numerous counts of fraud and impersonation. They were sentenced to 3 years each, thus putting an unlucky tag on Lucky Smith.
Friends, one of the reasons it's a good idea to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often is that it satisfies you without being rich or filling. There's lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor in a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Real taste enjoyment. And besides, you get enjoyment from the pleasant chewing. It gives you a nice little lift and helps tide you over till mealtime. Helps keep your mouth moist, your taste fresh, too. So do what millions do. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it every day. It tastes so good, lasts so long, and gives you real chewing enjoyment. In tonight's story, Paul McGrath played the part of Lucky Smith, and Walter Grisey was Oliver Melton. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Windfall, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
For greater power, drive with Oklahoma's new higher-octane gasoline. Save cash. Save Oklahoma coupons. WBBM Chicago.